being like middle of summer right now, it's at its mildest, so I'm really the least stressed out with it, honestly. It's like, I mean, middle of winter, it gets so bad, like, from stress factors, for, obviously a reason, but like, obviously, winter in itself is such a stress factor. Yeah, like, yeah, and like, I have like, yeah, like, I have the arthritis with it. Like, I've had that since I was a teenager as well. It's like, now, it's not as bad right now, but again, I've been on treatment technically for the past year and a half.
Right.
So this is the mildest it's ever been my entire life.
Well, that's good. That's like, a good sign then.
Yeah, like, that's really awesome. Like, that aspect of it. As long as I'm staying on treatment, I can, like, really do well for myself, honestly. But when it's at its worst, it's like, arthritis gets in all of my fingers. It gets in my, like, knees. Like, I once when I was, like, probably 19 or 20, both of my kneecaps were really swollen. I had to walk with like a cane. Like, it's never been that bad since then for some reason, like in my knees, but occasionally I still have to walk with a cane because it affects at least one knee at a time, occasionally. Like, sometimes when it's at its worst during a winter when I'm not getting any treatment for it, it gets so bad that I can't walk anywhere without a cane. I can hardly get out of bed without a cane in those times. But yeah, but it's not necessarily that common with my knees. It's more the hands and the feet and ankles. In recent years, I've noticed, like, I think it gets worse every year when it's not getting treated, because I noticed, like, it's like in my shoulder, or it's in my maybe even parts of my back. I don't know. It seems like it's just areas that are random, or maybe even one of my hips. So I don't know. When I'm not getting treatment, it sounds kind of like each winter gets increasingly worse almost. It's like, I don't know if it's all based on how bad the winter is or anything like that. I know that climate is a factor. And it's not just so much that it's, I think for one thing, it's definitely cold winters, but it's also, living in Ohio, we have like really like crazy shifty, we have weather shifts that are like sometimes like 30 degree shifts, more than that really. Like, and sometimes in the winter when that happens, oh my gosh, that's actually even worse than dealing with cold climate, because it doesn't matter whether you're outside in it or not. You can feel it in your body reacting to it.
Yeah.
It's like, so like, when that happens like that, it's like everywhere in my body is like reacting to that. Now, that didn't happen this year or the year before, because technically both winters I've been on treatment.
Okay.
So that was...
You've seen a noticeable difference.
Yeah, like with, okay. with treatment from Stellara, it's like the one thing that I know works, and it's like, that's incredible. Like, the only problem is that it's, like, so expensive normally. But, like, being a erythrodermic, it's, like, it's apparently such a rare case. It's, like, it's not the case, the kind of case that they talk about every day. So it's, like, I don't know. It's just, like, but that's really what Stellara is for. It's clearly for that.
Right.
It's, like, Stellara is a drug that's made for the people who can barely function without it.
Right.
Like, because it's so bad when it's, like, when your body's bleeding everywhere and you have arthritis and all, like, throughout your body and dealing with all these, like, all these factors involved, like, the skin, like, sheds so much from it as well. It's, like, it is so painful. When it's at that extreme... Yeah, like, it's so extremely painful when it's, like, that excessive. Like,
I will follow up with you later this week. I'm at training next week, so I'll be here next week, but,
yeah.
I'm here through Thursday at least. I'm gonna try to get, I will try to have the paperwork that I think I have tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll swing by with it.
Okay.
I'll put it in an envelope, so if I have to leave it, it'll be sealed and open it.
Okay.
If you can do me a favor and follow up with CareSource.
Okay.
Or figure out what's going on with your coverage, because that kind of helps us know, like, what you're eligible for, or if we need to get you hooked back up.
Yeah.
You should be eligible. I mean,
yeah.
You have no real income.
Yeah. Totally.
Resources are limited, so you should qualify. That shouldn't be an issue for that.
Okay.
But it's just a matter of, before we can get you in any programs, making sure that coverage is in place, okay?
Okay.
Any questions for me or anything else I can do?
None that I can think of.
All right. I wrote my name on that paper. I don't have voicemail yet because I just came back west and they haven't hooked my phone up. So.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have voicemail either. I have text on my phone.
But
if
you need me, you can call into dispatch and leave me a message.
Okay.
Or if another officer comes out, just ask them to shoot me an email.
Okay.
My number so they can text me, even if I might not answer this middle of night, but...
Yeah. I mean,
so.
Yeah, it's like, in all honesty, it's really mild on my, like, it's really mild on me the past year and a half, but it's because it's really like the treatment so far is so effective. It's awesome.
Well, that's good news. Yeah. That's the treatment. It's effective for
you.
Yeah. We just got to figure out how to keep you on.
Yeah, so, basically.
You know, we can at least take that off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. So, definitely.
I will definitely be in contact with you this week and let you know what I find out. Okay. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
I just had a conversation with an officer. And it turns out it was the lady that I was supposed to be talking to. I guess, I don't know. It's confusing. So anyway, I didn't know she was a police officer. I was supposed to talk to today at all. So I guess that worked out. It's confusing.